SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight the renovation works to be undertaken at the Linstead Hospital, and later our child safety feature. Welcome and thanks for joining. The Ministry of Health has signed a contract valued at $21.6 million for the renovation of the administrative building at the Linstead Hospital in St. Catherine. This is part of efforts to improve health facilities across the island. The contract signed recently with the firm Black Brothers Incorporated Limited will result in extensive refurbishing activities. For the initial stage of the project, the roof, floors and walls of the existing structure will be renovated through funding provided by the National Health Fund, NHF.
This is part of our overall development strategy in relation to the government in looking at not only the primary care centers across the island, but also our hospitals, our secondary care institutions.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson speaking at the recent signing ceremony. He says for this fiscal year, the ministry will be spending some $460 million to improve 12 secondary healthcare institutions across the island. The Linstead Hospital and the Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas are to benefit from the expenditure. Upgrading work is to be carried out on the accident and emergency departments of both hospitals. The minister pointed out that the budget for the maintenance of healthcare equipment has been increased from $80 million last year to almost $500 million for this fiscal year.
So a lot of the issues we have in terms of breakdown, downtime in our hospitals, we expect to see a marked improvement in that regards.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Under Vision 2030, it is hoped that Jamaica will have high-quality, knowledge-based service industries. These will use the best technology to respond to customer demands and compete successfully in local, regional, and global markets. This is in an effort to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the Community Notice Board, the Kingston Chapter of the Lay Magistrates Association of Jamaica will be hosting its fundraising Fish Fry on Friday, May 29 from 12 noon to 6 p.m. This will be held at the Kingston Bookshop parking lot, 8 King Street, Kingston. And now for our Child Month tips. I believe the children are our future. Tell your child not to open the door at home for strangers or anyone they don't feel comfortable with while you are not there. In fact, never leave your child home alone. Ensure that they are in the company of a trusted, responsible adult. Secondly, make sure your child knows your contact details so in the case of any emergency, you can be reached. Those tips were brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings around about JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.